This goes to Crystal Morrissey, Morrissey, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A, Donahue, D-O-N-A-H-U-E, date of birth 5/12/1952. Dear Crystal, this is a follow-up for Mrs. Donahue with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, COPD, and hypertension. Her last visit was November 4th, 2024. Her weight is stable, and she's feeling well. She did see a vein specialist for her varicose veins. They told her she had lymphedema, and they recommended an invasive procedure using some type of glue with the veins. And the patient is skeptical of something quite that invasive and would really like to know what could be done for edema and varicose veins that would be much less invasive at this time. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She gets occasional dyspnea on exertion, and that is stable, but no recent exacerbations of COPD. No cough or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And stable edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Bistolic, 5 milligram daily. Furosemide is 20 milligram daily. And new medication is Cymbalta, 30 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 239 pounds, pulse is 79, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 128/62. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and she has trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 19th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.11, which is stable. Estimated GFR 52, calcium 9, sodium 137, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 27, albumin 4.0, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 13.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Parathyroid hormone is 152.6. Previous level was 107.5, so we will continue to monitor that. It's slowly increasing. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable and fluctuating creatinine levels. She will continue getting labs every 3 months. Two, secondary hyperparathyroidism with normal calcium levels and slightly elevated intact parathyroid hormone level. We will just continue to monitor that level at this time, and no treatment is necessary yet. Two, hypertension, stable. Three, COPD without exacerbation. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.